Police release photos of man suspected of beating two pro-life advocates in Baltimore. By Catherine Hamilton on June 8, 2023. Police have released photos of the man suspected of beating two pro-life advocates outside of a Planned Parenthood in Baltimore, Maryland, on May 26, MER2 News reported. Baltimore City Police said investigators obtained video footage of the incident, in which the suspect appears to be a white man with brown hair and a full beard wearing brown shoes, a gray t-shirt, and blue jeans. Metro Crime Stoppers said they are offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. The two men, ages 73 and 80, were assaulted outside the North Baltimore Planned Parenthood on Howard Street. LifeSite News, which first reported on the incident, heard from local pro-lifer John Roswell via email that Dick Schaefer and Mark Crosby are the men who were allegedly attacked and seriously injured. The pro-life outlet obtained photographs of what appeared to be facial injuries. Roswell said that Schaefer was recovering at home and Crosby was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment at the time. Detailing the extent of the injuries, Roswell wrote that Crosby's plate bone in his upper right cheek is completely fractured, and that he is bleeding from some unidentified area behind his eye and the bone eye orbit is completely shattered and will have to be replaced with metal, according to the report. Dr. Jay Walton, the president of Baltimore County Right to Life, started a GoFundMe for Crosby's medical expenses. Walton said Crosby was brutally beaten while he was praying in front of the Planned Parenthood in Baltimore City. For years, Mark has prayed in front of the Planned Parenthood in Baltimore City to let the scared, young abortion-minded women know that they are loved, that their baby is loved, Walton wrote on the GoFundMe page, which has received $41,881 in donations as of June 8, surpassing its original $10,000 goal. Surveillance video shows the suspect speaking to one of the men in an aggressive manner before shoving him and tackling him over a flower pot, according to the local news outlet. The second protester, identified as Mark Crosby, ran over to help only to be shoved to the ground, according to the report. While already down on his back, the suspect is seen punching Crosby in the face with a closed fist. Before walking away, the suspect allegedly kicked Crosby in the face with what police described as extreme force. Police also spoke to at least three people who witnessed the alleged attack, the report states. Anyone with information is asked to call Metro Crime Stoppers at 866-7-LOCKUP.